Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Now remember, he's talking to saved people. Have a note here. He's talking to, referring to unbelieving believers. Does that make sense to y'all? Unbelieving believers. They believed Christ in the gospel message, the death, the burial, and the resurrection. They applied it, you know, and trusted Christ as their Savior. But that's as far as a lot of people went. They did not trust God for the rest of their life, which is amazing to me. We believe God will take care of us in the future, eternal life. I got a home in heaven. I don't know where it be, but something, you know, I got a home in heaven, and I trust God for that. I trust God he'll take care of me forever. Why can't we trust him to take care of us today? So he's talking to believers. Harden not your hearts. The word harden means to render stubborn or to be obstinate. Can you imagine believers being stubborn against God? I'm talking to the right people, ain't I? Being obstinate. Much could be said, but I need to move through this. The word provocation means rebellion. Rebellion. And the children of Israel did rebel against God all through the wilderness and all, even before they went into the wilderness. We're going to look at that in just a minute. That's what that word provocation means. And temptation means a trial, a proving. It talks about harden not your hearts as in that provocation in the day of temptation in the wilderness. And it's speaking of two specific times. I want to look at one especially that every one of you would be familiar with. Turn me quickly to Numbers chapter number 13. Numbers chapter number 13. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Remember, they had crossed the sea. The Egyptian army had drowned, and they crossed over. And look in verse number 2. I'll give you the context. I'm not going to read all of this. Time won't allow it. But I want you to notice some things. Verse number 2 of chapter 13. The Lord is speaking unto Moses. Send thou men that they may search the land of Canaan. And then I underlined this in my Bible. Which I give unto the children of Israel. He already gave it to them. Now I want you to go over there. All right? And search it out, land of Canaan. Anyway, it goes on. Let's look in verse number 25. You know the story. They went over there, and whoo, man, was there something, them grapes, and they were coming back, and man, they were over there, and they enjoyed the amazing blessings that was over there in Canaan. Well, these men came back. There were 12 of them, each from one tribe, without looking in your Bible, all right? You can name two of them. Who were they that came, that was in that group? Who were they? Can anybody name one of the other 10 spies? They're all named. Only ones we remember is Joshua and Caleb because they believed God. But anyway, look in verse number 25. And they returned from searching in the land after 40 days. They were there 40 days. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel into the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh and brought back word unto them. And all the congregation showed them the fruit of the land. It's true. Everything Moses said, everything God said is true. Verse number 27. And they told him, saying, we come into the land where thou sentest, and surely it floweth milk and honey. And this is the fruit of it. Verse number 28. Nevertheless. That's where they went wrong. It's true. But nevertheless, the land be strong that dwell, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and they're very great. And more, we saw the children of Anak, they're giants there. We're like grasshoppers. Remember, it goes on in verse number 31, they are stronger than us. Verse number 32, and they brought up an evil report of the land, which they searched out the children of Israel, saying, the land though which we have gone to search it, it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw are men of great strength. And we saw the giants, which come of the giants. We were in our own sight, grasshoppers, and so were we in their sight. God had already promised them that land. And they brought back proof to show that it was true. Everything God had told them was true. And then look in verse number 10 of chapter number 14. There's so much here, man. Well, in chapter number 14, the people wanted to go back. Let me show you. We got time. Let me share this with you. Verse number one. And all the congregation lifted their voice, and they cried, and the people wept that night. Bunch of pitiful folk. sounded like Baptist people. God's promised them some things, but they don't believe it, and they're moaning and groaning. If this was hee-haw, they'd be singing gloom, despair, and agony on me. Whoa, deep, dark depression, excessive misery. And the God's blessings was there for the taking. And all the children murmured against Moses and Aaron. I'm telling you, this is just like a bunch of Baptists. They come after the preachers. Amen, preacher. And the whole congregation said to them, would God that we had died in the land of Egypt. At least we had stuff over there, leeks and all the good stuff over there. Or, you know, we'd rather die, or we're going to die in this wilderness. Verse number four, let us make a captain and let us return. We're going to change preachers. We don't like you. We're changing pastors. Don't get any ideas. Okay. Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before the assembly of congregation, and go on. Verse number eight. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Joshua and Caleb said, listen, let's go possess it. God's going to give it to us. He's promised. Joshua and Caleb, let's go get them, boys. Verse number nine, only rebel not ye against God. Remember, we talked about the rebellion that was spoke about in Hebrews chapter number 3, that provocation and all. Only rebel not against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. If God be for us, who can be against us? What's true some 3,000-4,000 years ago is true today. And then verse number 10, and I'm going to move on. But all the congregation, they wanted to stone them with stones. I'm telling you, this is like a bunch of Baptist people. I'm kidding. And the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle and the congregation before all the children. And it talks about verses about the people provoking the Lord. This is what it was talking about in Hebrews chapter number 3. Turn back with me quickly. Hebrews chapter number 3, verse number 9. When your fathers tempted me and proved me and saw my works 40 years. Why is 40 years so important? Where did you get 40 years from? I'm glad you asked. So back in Numbers chapter number 14, God said, okay, for every day, 40 days that you spend over there, you're going to spend 40 years now, a day for a year. You following? That's why it was 40 years in the wilderness. Because of the 40 days they had. Anyway, verse number 10. Wherefore I was grieved with this generation and said, they have always erred in the heart and they have not known my ways. Now look at verse number 11. So I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my wrath. I underline that word swear. You know, God doesn't have to swear. God's word is true. But he made an emphasis here. He said, I swear. And the word swear is like an oath. It was not necessary for God to take an oath because his word is true and sure, but he did. And he did it to emphasize something, to make a point. I swear in my wrath, you're not going to enter into rest. Verse number, they shall not enter into my rest. It's interesting. Again, time won't allow. There's different rest, R-E-S-T, in the Bible. We find two of them in Matthew chapter number 11, verse number 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's the rest that we find in Christ. We call it salvation.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.